Okay, so this is where the argument for net neutrality comes in. The argument goes, and I'm going to ask you to sort of think about this. We might have you, you know, write a little thing about this, that this is a sort of a wise form of government interference. Okay, and there's very deep historical precedence for that idea. You know, this is Verizon, let's say. Okay, Verizon's a private company. They own those wires. They paid a lot of money to lay them. Can they just, you know, connect them to the people they want to connect them to and not connect them to the people they don't want to connect them to? They can't, because the telephone system is a highly regulated industry. And so they can't, they are what is called a common carrier, okay, which is a term that goes back to the railroad industry. Railroads were, you know, there's federal regulation that says that a railroad can't decide whom to let on and whom not to let on to their train. If a passenger wants to go from one city to another and they can pay, you have to let them on, you know, within very broad limits. Okay, and the same thing was extended to the telephone system. Telephone companies are common carriers. But there's large part of the modern, you know, post-analog, the digital communications world, that don't fall under those laws. And the internet is part of it. There is no common carrier laws for these internet service providers. They could, in principle, decide for political reasons or probably lots of other reasons that they don't want to provide service to individuals or to companies.
Or to particular messages.
So there's the story. Anybody remember the story we tell in the book about the telegraph system? Well, let's skip the telephone system. Let's just go right to the modern day. You can read the little sidebar about the telegraph system, but the Verizon text message service example. Anybody remember that, where Verizon denied text messaging service to a group? So the one of the services that you can get if you use Verizon for your text messaging service is to form a text messaging group where you text message to a single address, I guess, and it gets broadcast to your group, and people use this for all kinds of organizing purposes, like a broadcast email to a specific list. NARAL, Pro-Choice America, a pro-choice group, wanted to form a text messaging group, and Verizon said no, because that was quote unquote your agenda is controversial, and they had a policy against allowing controversial groups or groups with controversial agendas to form text messaging groups. Now, I have no idea if they'd have been the pro-life group, whether they would have said the same thing or not. And there was a furious reaction to that among civil libertarians and people who, you know, care about the particular issue. You know, and Verizon backed down and gave them their text messaging group, but never gave up on the principle that they get to decide who can use that particular service, because that particular service of text messaging is not covered by the part of telecommunications law that covers telephone service. So if NARAL, Pro-Choice America, had said to Verizon, we want an 800 number, or we just want a phone installed in our office, Verizon could not have denied them that service because the federal government got involved at some point in the past and said that there has to be neutrality of a particular, of another kind. But because this is an unregulated part of the digital communications world, they legally could make that decision. Politically, I'm sure they decided they were smarter to try to keep their name out of the paper, but the legal principles stand.
Does this seem bizarre to anybody here? That you have the same phone, and it's the same network, and it's the same bits, but if it shows up as text instead of voice, all of a sudden it's not regulated? Does that not seem like weird? Well, welcome to the bits world. Or how about to just go back to the Comcast example, where what Verizon or the phone company did is they said when people tried to call the NARAL office, we'll just make it be like a busy signal 60% of the time? We'll just kind of introduce some little... I mean, people would be furious. It seems like okay if it's movies. Maybe it doesn't seem okay.
But as technology advances, who knows what the new service will be in 10 years? And does that mean that we have to change our laws constantly? Perhaps not. Why can't there be a more broader interpretation of telecommunications laws?
Well, what would you suggest?
See, you should not look to us for the answers to these questions, because we don't know, right? You take the particular thing of, net neutrality, and, I think I know what I want, but... even there, as I say, there are funny edge cases where I can't quite decide. But how do you make rules for technologies, yet unseen?